The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Sponsored by Rand Raymond Chevrolet. If you know a kid that goes above and beyond for family or community, nominate them for Kid of the Week. Go to WGNRadio.com. And the contest page in particular, submit an entry for a kid between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. And we'll announce that winner on the show. And then in December, Mary Vandevelde and Dave Ennett will go into a locked room for days on end. And at some point, there won't be smoke that comes out of a chimney. They'll just be screaming and banging on the door, and we'll let them out when they have a winner of Kid of the Year.
I don't think we spent days on end in a locked room last year.
We're doing it this year. We're changing it.
What?
Yeah, we're locking you in a room.
Are you giving us beverages at least?
Sure. Yeah,
okay, whatever. Thanks.
I would hope so. I'll let you and Mary work
and
it
out. And a big bucket of kale.
Good. Bring your own.
The 2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy and Fox Late and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. And sell the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com. Go online to wgnradio.com/contests for the entry. Let me tell you about our Kid of the Week. This comes from Courtney, the mom of Sam. Spring break, 11-year-old Sam and his family stayed local, making the best of it. Sam's nanny, Kristen, agreed to take Sam and his three sisters, Chloe, Sophia, and Haley, to their grandmother's pool. The kids are having a great time. The older one's doing cannonball, splashing around. Little one, Haley, sticking close to Kristen, waiting on the stairs. Sam, our kid of the week, asked Kristen to take a video of him jumping in the pool. After she shot the jump, she looked around and found little Haley face down in the water and not moving. That's go time. Sam instinctively jumped back in the pool, pulled Haley out of the water, lied her down on the ground, gave her mouth to mouth, and instructed Sam how to do CPR. While Kristen continued to call 911 and take care of the other kids, Sam kept doing the CPR chest compression, staying calm and doing whatever he needed to do to keep his sister alive. Shortly after the first responders arrived at the scene, what they walked into was a different outcome that they usually get. They were in awe of little Sam's calm demeanor and amazed to see how him performing CPR. While saying a Hail Mary, the paramedics transported Haley to the ambulance. She was blue, labored breathing, but she had a pulse. Paramedics cleared her airways, made sure she was stable, brought her to the emergency room. And at the emergency room at the hospital, it was determined Haley was going to be okay, only because her big brother saved her life.
Remember we were talking about CPR yesterday? This is so great.
Yeah, and your kids. You know, it's not just you. Your kids know it as well. Let's meet Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hi.
You rock star. How are you, bud?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. You're 11 years old?
Yeah.
Well, first off, thanks for being such a hero. And I know you don't need me to thank you. And I know your family tells you how much they love you and how proud they are of you. But we are, too.
Thanks.
So here's the deal, buddy. For the rest of your life, no matter what goes on, you can play this card. Hey, I saved her life. Tell her to stay out of my room. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Sam?
Yeah, I probably use that a lot.
No, not a lot. Just when you really, really need it.
All right.
What do you do when you're not saving lives, Sam?
Well...
Are you out of school yet?
Well, yeah.
Are you playing with friends? What are you doing?
Well... I'm doing running, and I'm in basketball and golf.
Well, so you got a busy summer.
Mm. Yeah.
And 11 would put you sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do in seventh grade? You got big plans?
Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Not really.
Just rule the school?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up, Sam?
I want to be an architect.
An architect? Where does that come from? You know an architect?
No, I just like designing things.
What do you want to build?
Like a giant building.
Yeah, how big?
I don't know. It's a giant.
Four giants? I mean, would the building be for giants or would it be for regular-sized people?
Regular-sized people, but it would be really big.
Yeah. So like a million stories?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like, you know, cloud height, maybe above the clouds just a little bit so when you fly your plane you could see it.
Hopefully not crash into it, but
No. You got to be careful. That's why you get a good pilot.
It's a long elevator ride.
It would be a long elevator ride, but Sam's considering that because he's the architect. Mm-hmm. Are you artistic? I mean, can you draw stuff in general?
I'm not really good at drawing.
But you like...
I'm not really good at art. I like designing, but I'm not honestly good at art.
Well, you probably... I mean, like, are you a Lego kid? I mean, could you build stuff with Legos?
Yeah. I like... Like, you know, Minecraft and Lego.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, with Legos, what's the coolest thing you ever made?
This giant base.
Yeah.
A giant rebel hangar.
Everything's giant with you. Do you know Shaquille O'Neal?
No.
Yeah, he's really old. So what are the sports you're doing? You're running and playing golf?
Yeah.
You're a pretty good golfer?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. Sam and I should play.
You guys should play.
Yeah.
Andre, you want to play?
I'd love to play.
You and I and Dave and Sam?
Yeah, sure. He'll crush.
He'll take our money.
He'll crush us, yeah.
How many strokes are you going to give us, Sam?
I don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't be wagering.
I'll take
Sam.
A million, Sam.
Sam, you shouldn't be wagering anyway, not until you're 12 at least. Look, buddy, in all seriousness here, what you did is a really big deal. And you know, I know you did it because you love your sister, and I know you would have done it if it was a stranger, you know, and a kid you probably didn't even know. But you should be proud of yourself, and I hope you are. And I hope you encourage your friends to learn CPR so that they can react the same way. But I'm really happy to meet you, and you're an amazing kid. So thanks for being Kid of the Week.
Thank you.
All right, man, hold on.
That's my new pal. He's awesome.
It's my new pal, Sam. Now, Sam, you guys probably don't know this because I've known Sam a long time now. Mm-hmm, I met him at 6:43.
Mm-hmm.
A couple minutes.
4 minutes.
Sam is going to be an architect, and he's going to build giant buildings.